month. Exponential living. Stop spending 100% of your time on 10% of who you are. This is the author, Sherry Riley. Additional narration by Jason Culp. January Lavoie. Guy Lockhart. And Prentice Onayemi. No matter how much money you have, you can't pay for personal clarity. Sherry Riley. In 2013, my sorority, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, celebrated 100 years of scholarship, sisterhood, and service. During our centennial celebration, my longtime friend and sorority sister, who is very special to me and affectionately known as my Spesh, Sadiqua Reynolds, and I were having dinner. "Girl, you were amazing on your panel," she said to me. "You have such a commanding and humble presence. Everyone gravitated to you, and you shared such powerful insight on every question." She was pointing out my strengths because she knew about the devastation I had been enduring since the previous year. While transitioning from a successful business, Glue, the company I started after leaving LaFace Records, in order to pursue my purpose of being a full-time speaker, life strategist, and author, I had hit bottom. I was broke, homeless, not living on the street homeless, but living in my girlfriend's bedroom in a hotel. And worst of all, broken emotionally. Dispirited, dejected, and deep in a financial hole. She continued, "People from all walks of life hold you in such high esteem, and you are so gracious. Why don't you reach out to people? Why don't you tell them the kind of year you've had?" I didn't have an answer. Being the lawyer she was born to be, she kept digging. "Do you believe you are in this situation because of the choices that you have made?" she finally asked. That word, choices, hit me like a blow to the head and a punch to the gut. In the weeks to follow, it kept echoing over and over and over in my mind, like a bell going off. I began to think intensely about the choices I had made in my life. How had I gone from business prominence to a position that felt like failure? Had I chosen poorly? Should I have continued working at LaFace? Should I have stayed single instead of getting married? Instead of walking away from business deals that represented great money, but didn't feel aligned with who I am, should I have taken the money? Those questions, constantly echoing in the back of my mind, forced me to get solid in my answers and in my choices. During those tough weeks of self-appraisal, I came to realize that I've always taken ownership of choices that bring leanness or lack to my life. Deciding not to work with Usher, for example, because I believed he needed my friendship more than my professional involvement. But I didn't take ownership of choices that bring me positive value and forward movement. I will allow one negative situation to weigh heavily on me, crushing me beneath it, and ignore the 99 great situations that should be buoying my strength and lightening my load.